بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسجد أشعار عارف بالله حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. تري عاش قوم جينا تري عاش قوم مرنا. ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیرے راہ سے گزرنا, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیرے راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, یہ تیری رضا میں جینا, یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا, میرے عافیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, کبھی گریہ بکا ہے, کبھی آہ سرد برنا, یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, کبھی گریا بکا ہے, کبھی آہ سرد برنا, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, یہی عشق کی علامت, یہی عشق کی ضمانت, کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے, کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیری عاشقوں میں جینا, تیری عاشقوں میں مرنا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیری عاشقوں میں جینا, تیری عاشقوں میں مرنا, ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ, میرے جاننا توقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا, میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا, یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا, میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میرے زیست کا سہارا,
تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمت دو کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیری عاشقوں میں جینا، تیری عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیری شان جذب یہ ہے، تیرا بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جاو دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میرے زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن میں تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، میرے زندگی کا حاصل، میرے زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا.
This beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious Dana Shaykh Ali Billah, روم وقت ابریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. This was one of the poems Hazrat wrote in his very early stages, sitting in the company of his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Polpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, when he was still a young man. And Hazrat is teaching us here, Allah Ta'ala sent us in this world for a certain purpose. And Allah Ta'ala did not leave us all orphans, that we must find our own road and find our destination. But Allah Ta'ala made everything easy for us. Allah sent Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, to take us out from darkness into light. And then whoever held firm onto the life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, they were the shining stars who taught the road to everybody else. And then Allah Ta'ala teaches us that if we also want the straight path, then Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. That, O people of Iman, if you really want to get connected to Allah Ta'ala and you want to know how to pass through this journey of life, then just be with the aashiqeen, that is those who are the true lovers of Allah. They are the muttaqeen, they are those who fear Allah Ta'ala all the time, that Allah must not be unhappy with us. And it is only Allah's fazl and karam, Allah's kindness, Allah has brought us here in the company of our Shaykh to learn how to go through this journey of life. And here Hazrat is teaching us, you can be a young boy, you can be an old man, just get the company of the friends of Allah and sit sincerely in their company
that their nur that is in their heart of the connection with Allah Ta'ala, that it penetrate my heart. Then a person will know that this is not our house. We have to go back to Jannah, and there we have to be in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we can only get that when we are in the company of our Mashayikh, and then hope in the company of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, under the flag of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, how will you learn this? Tere aashiqo me jina, tere aashiqo me marna. This is the lesson I learned in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I just want to love amongst your lovers. And aashiq are those people who got the burning love of Allah, that they know this is the command of Allah, I accept it wholeheartedly. Don't use my brain to understand the command of Allah. Don't be like Shaitan. Allah gave him such abilities. He was the biggest abid at that time. He made so much sajda on the earth, nobody could make more sajda than him. But the sajda, if you don't have the love of Allah, then it will bring pride in our heart. Allah save me, all of us. He was the biggest alim also. He knew all the juz'iyat, the finer masail of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So he knows how to mislead everybody. But and he was a great arif also. He knew Allah Ta'ala. That he know Allah Ta'ala doesn't get overtaken with emotions. Allah hasn't got human emotions like us. We get little angry, we forget who we are. And we blurt out things. Allah Ta'ala got angry with him. Because he wants to debate with Allah. That when Allah gives a command, now you want to use your useless brain. That where me, I am fire, I go up. Adam alayhi salam is a person you made from sand and water. You even throw it up in the air, it will fall down. So how must I make sajda to him? Allah Ta'ala says, this is not the place. In the court of Allah, in the law of Allah, you don't use your brain. And that is, you'll only get that when you sit with the ashiqeen, the lovers of Allah. Then you'll be a true lover. So Allah kicked him out of his court. And till today he is mardood. And till today, now he curses himself. That when Allah told me to make one sajda to Adam alayhi salam, I didn't make. The Adam alayhi salam and his progeny, they are eager to make two sajdas to Allah Ta'ala in every rakat. This is a great favor of Allah. So Hazrat is teaching us to pass through this journey of life. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, tera raah, tere raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. And this is what you learn, that the conditions of life are only one of two. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it beautifully, ajaban li imri al-mu'min. How strange, how astonishing is the life of a believer. In asabatu sarra shakara. If Allah brings some good conditions, favorable conditions, and favorable conditions are actually that you in the obedience of Allah. Not what we think, that I got a new car or I got a new house. That also is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it is earned correctly, in the right way, then, so a person, when you get favorable conditions, you make shukr to Allah. Not like Shaitan, Allah save me, all of us. That pride comes into our heart, I am somebody. Then we are living on difficult, that treading on a very dangerous road. And here we will get the medicine. And here we will be diagnosed, without me realizing also. We will be diagnosed and given the medicine. Allah give me tawfiq to take that medicine and bring it into my life. So Hazrat says here, so the other condition is that sometimes Allah will bring some difficult conditions. And like today, in the short night, maybe you slept a little late and it's time for Fajr also. And now you realize Allah is calling me. You're feeling Shaitan makes you feel asleep, but you make sabah. You get up, I must go to Allah's darbar. And this is a great honor. That is real sabr. All the other types of sabr, that comes after that. That you get some injury or some hurt, etc. And you make sabr. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that one of these conditions, and this we learn from the lovers of Allah, that if good conditions come, make shukr to Allah. Itrae mat, don't boast about it. Difficult conditions come, ghabrae mat. Don't become overtaken with grief. And like today, Allah save us all. The world, living in a world of what is called stress. Stress is no real, there's no disease like stress. And nothing is related to stress. Stress is Allah Ta'ala says, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله. Don't be like those people who forget Allah Ta'ala. Allah will make you forget yourself. And you say, life is hard. Life is very easy. Just come in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Then a person will see. So Hazrat says, yeah, beautifully, yeh teri raza mein jeena, yeh teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, yeh hai tera fazl karna. Oh Allah, it is only your kindness, your special favor upon me, your slave, that you have taught me now to learn how to become a slave, learn from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He showed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they showed the Tabi'i, Tabi Tabi, until today we find our Mashayikh. We are so fortunate Allah has given us the company of the Honorable Illustrious Shaykh to learn how to become a true humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, every moment your worry must be, oh Allah, I must live in your happiness. I must die in your happiness. In other words, you make your niyat in the morning also, that oh Allah, you gave me another life. My object and purpose of life is your happiness. Now how to find your happiness, oh Allah, you grant me your ma'rifat and your muhabbat, your true, let me get an iota of who you are, oh Allah. And that you get from the arifin. And then, not only ma'rifat is sufficient, you need the true love of Allah Ta'ala. And this comes from heart to heart. Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. It won't, your heart won't just light up on its own. Allah brought us here in the company where that light is, the burning in the heart of our Shaykh. Put our heart connected today and see how your heart will get lighted. Then Hazrat says, now you'll find, you see the lovers of Allah, their condition is something else. They living in a different world which we can't understand. Yahi aashiqo ki shewa, yahi aashiqo ki adat, kabhi girya wa buka hai, kabhi aah sar barna. And what is their way of life? What is their, so to say, habit? In other words, their nature of life is, sometimes you'll find them, they tearing, they crying in the court of Allah. And crying over what? Their obedience to Allah. That they realize, my obedience where is going to be accepted in the court of Allah. Allah give me tawfiq to realize, I have to cry over my sons. What a terrible life I am living. Allah gave me a life free of charge. And to become the slave of Allah, which is the most honorable position. To be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a great honor. Allah doesn't need anybody to be slave, to be his slaves. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي. Allah is totally independent. And why Allah Ta'ala calls us for salah? Zul Rahmah. This is the mercy of Allah. Allah wants to shower His mercy and make us His true slaves. So Hazrat says, you'll find that this is the way of life of the friends of Allah. That after salah also you see, Astaghfirullah. That comes down from the bottom of the heart. Myself is just like a custom, which is also good, but let that reality come in us. And then kabhi aahe sar barna. Sometimes they take a deep sigh of regret. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, on one occasion, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi went on safar to Barbados. And when our elders, like Hazrat also, when they make safar, they see properly the timing. Where will we make zohar? Where will we make asar? What jamaat in the masjid? This concern. And like Hazrat teaches us here, this time of the year, we all, when we don't have this connection of the lovers of Allah, we think like we like wild birds, free, that go out now camping. Whole life you at your students sitting in the class, namaz wa jamaat, now we taking them out camping. And where we reading namaz? Not in the masjid. And in what type of clothes, etc. Allah save us. The friends of Allah, the lovers of Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi made all the arrangements that he'll be there on time for jamaat. But it just so happened that in the custom some delay came. And when Hazrat reached the masjid, the jamaat started already. But Hazrat managed to get the first rakat. And after he made salam, then he took a deep sigh. Ah, malum nahi kitne saalon se mere takbir ke baad mere takbir ula fort ho gayi. We must sing salah, we must sing rakat of salah, we think nothing. They take a deep sigh, after how many years, my first takbir ula, when the imam started. Although according to ulama, that Hazrat made the first rakat, he still get the sawab. So here, this is what we have to learn from the friends of Allah. Yahi iski alamat, yahi iski zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zuba se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And what is the sign of the true love of Allah Ta'ala? What is the guarantee of the love of Allah Ta'ala? That sometimes you're making zikr with your tongue. And sometimes we are human beings, we get tired. We can't be making all the time zikr or tilawat. But it is that you don't miss your tilawat. You don't miss your zikr. And that zikr now It was supposed to be penetrating the heart. Yet now you all the time in the thoughts of Allah. That, Ya Allah, save me from your disobedience. Keep me on the straight path. Keep me connected to your level. Then Hazrat says, where did I learn how to go through this journey of life? Meri zindagi ka hasil. Meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiko me jeena. Tere aashiko me marna. What is the sum total of my life? What is my life support? Not anybody else. If somebody says, you just sit in a masjid, I'll pay your wages. No, my life support is to learn from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala how to draw the support of Allah Ta'ala directly. How to become the true slave of Allah and put our trust in Allah Ta'ala and be worried I must not disobey Allah. Then Hazrat explains, which our Hazrat over and over reminds us, that where we learn this reality of the true love of Allah Ta'ala, that we know we must make ibadat, we must know we must be obedient slaves, but for what is all this ibadat? Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hi ya Rab, tere aashiko se seekha, teri sang dar pe marna. We didn't know there's a stage far above of ibadat also, that is become the true love of Allah, that, oh Allah, you just be happy with me, and you give your life over to Allah Ta'ala. That, tere aashiko se seekha, we learn from your lovers of Allah, that we have to dry at your threshold. Every minute, whatever the conditions, we don't get overtaken with the outward conditions of the kuffar. And Allah save me, that we change our lives like chameleons. In different environments, we dress differently, we be differently. The friends of Allah Ta'ala are always worried that which moment I'm going to Allah Ta'ala, I'm on my journey, am I ready to meet my Allah? So thus we learn from the lovers of Allah. And when a person takes this lesson, then you realize that it is only ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Meri jaan na tawa ka, teri gham pe sabr karna. Oh Allah, this useless self of me, this evil person, that you have given me this life, but now to make sabr on your command and to be eager to obey your command, it is only your favor. It is only your help. And Allah taught us, beg from Allah, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And where we will learn the reality of this begging, ihdina sirata mustaqim. You want the straight path, follow the man of Allah. Then they will teach us. We beg Allah to become his true slave, but we have to beg Allah for his help and assistance. It is only Allah's fazl and karam. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab. Ye tera jazbi finha. Mera nalai nadamat teri sangi dar pe karna. And the more you become the lover of Allah, the more you realize you're the useless slave of Allah Ta'ala, you realize, oh Allah, it is only your favor. You allow me to come in your house, to allow me to sit in this majlis. What an honor it is. I don't deserve it in the least, but. And then to sit in this majlis and realize, to make tawbah, that is cry tears from the heart. Miryanala in Adamat, there's a cry of my regret. How did I pass my life? And how am I still passing my life? That, oh Allah, at your threshold I should be all the time. Be at your threshold in your obedience. My head should be at your sajda all the time. Mere har khata pe rona, yahi meri talafi. Tere rahmat ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. And this is what is this islah all about. The first step of islah, that, oh Allah, you teach me to cry over all my sins. That we come here, we learn how to make tawbah, beg Allah Ta'ala. And tawbah should be part of our life. We can't live without istighfar and tawbah every moment. Then we'll find it is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy, that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh explained, he Shaykh Azma Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, who used to be in Ibadat from Tahajjud right till 10, 11 o'clock. One day all of a sudden he said, Hakim Akhtar, Ya Ajaw, oh Hakim Akhtar, come here. Hazrat says, he said, Allah gave me new knowledge. Say, what new knowledge? Ghafoorur Rahim, when your two qualities of Allah comes together, like Ghafoor, Allah is most forgiving, and the other quality, Rahim, is got a special connection, that Allah loves to forgive. You can be the biggest sinner, you don't have to go to any psychiatrist, you don't have to go people to put you into more stress, come to the man of Allah. He'll teach you, Allah just loves to forgive, because Allah's mercy, we don't deserve forgiveness, it is only Allah Ta'ala's mercy and kindness. So Hazrat says that we beg Allah, Tere shan ye jazb hai ye, jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai, mere jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. Then a person realizes how to pass through life Oh Allah, it's only your kindness that you brought me in this majlis. Now how you pull me, that you make me your true slave. I'm your useless slave. I'm not worth anything. But let my heart and my soul and my body all the time only in your obedience. And a person is in istighfar, tawbah. And then Hazrat says, where you will get this? Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Hazrat is giving us a prescription of life that I have experienced. That when I sat in the company of the lovers of Allah, from my young age, young man, 16 years, 17 years in a village, and what a great lover of Allah Hazrat became. Hazrat says, if you get the company of the man of Allah, then you'll know how to love, and you'll know how to die, and you won't get lost in this wild world of passion, enjoyment, etc. Allah give us reality and give us true understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. Regarding gunaj and sin, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi is mentioning some riwayat of hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah ta'ala desires to punish people for their sins, He causes their children to die in abundance, and He makes their woman barren. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, did Allah Ta'ala says, I am the King of Kings. Their hearts are in my control. When the believers are obedient to me, I make the rulers merciful to them. When the servants are disobedient to me, I cause the rulers to oppress them and to be cruel to them. Another narration, Hazrat Wahab radiallahu anhu narrates that Allah Ta'ala said to the Bani Israel, when I am obeyed, I become pleased. When I become pleased, I bestow limited barakat and blessings. When I am disobeyed, I become wrathful and I curse the disobedient ones. The effect of my curse extends to 7 generations. This does not mean that the curse which descends on the wrongdoers settles on the future generations as well. However, the future generations are deprived of the goodness and barakah which would have come their way if their forefathers were pious. The beneficial effects of the piety of the parents are transmitted to offspring. But if the parents are evil, there will be no goodness and benefit which could be transmitted to their offspring. Hazrat Waqi' radiallahu anhu narrated, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, when a man becomes disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, then those who formerly praised him, they will soon begin to find fault in him. These narrations speak of sin and disobedience to Allah Ta'ala in general. The evil and harms which flow in the wake of sinning are stated in these ahadith. Some ahadith now related to specific harms of sins will be cited. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala curses the devourer of interest, the payer of interest, the writer of interest, and the witnesses of interest. All are equal in sin. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi sallam said, after the major sins, the greatest sin is that one dies leaving behind debt, but leaving no money for its payment. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, here, do not be unjust. Here, a man's health is not halal for another without his voluntary consent. This hadith brings within its scope of warning all forms of injustices in which the rights of others are usurped and violated. Examples of such violations of rights are, number 1, incurring debt and not paying. Number 2, depriving the rightful shari'i heirs of the inheritance. And number 3, extracting funds for sadaqah, charitable purposes, by exercising pressure, whether direct or indirect, on people. People are sometimes put to shame and contribute towards a charitable project what they can't afford. Prominent people make use of the influence to extract contributions. This too, in fact, is a form of extortion. And Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man who usurps even one cubit of land belonging to another will be garlanded with the weight of that land as far as it extends into 7 earths. When you stole somebody's land, 7/8 amount of person will be sent into the earth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the taker and giver of bribery. Shall I continue next week?